Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Who's the Carter family from Morong? Please explain, Erin.
They've got a property in Morong. The City of Greater Bendigo have now voted that they can undertake a compulsory acquisition of that land. Essentially, they can take over this family's property to build the Morong Business Park. Understandably so, the Carter family aren't happy about it.
And the council gave it a thumbs up to go to the next level. That next level is coming up soon, in fact, isn't it?
Well, it's the state government. The Victorian Planning Minister has to seek approval now. And we've got Tamari Carter on the phone, who's going to give us a bit of an update. Hello, Tamari.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
You'd be sick of those words, would you? Compulsory acquisition. You'd just hate it.
Oh, it just makes my stomach turn every time
imagine,
I hear it.
Yeah. When I said it, I felt for you straight away. I went, man, you guys at Morong would just be done with it. But what's happening anyway? Sorry, Tamari, keep going.
No. So tomorrow we are heading down to Parliament. It's a sitting day, so all the MPs will be there. We're going to be meeting at the Parliament steps at 11 o'clock, and we've invited MPs from both sides, including the Planning Minister himself, to come out and actually meet with us and hopefully acknowledge us that we are real people and a real family that this is going to affect. So we're going to hand in a plea letter that's going to be hand-delivered to him so he can see who it's coming from and who it's going to affect. Mm. And hopefully he may not just think of us as a name on a bit of paper and just the file that he's working on, so he'll have to actually acknowledge us as real people and a real working family.
That's huge. And I hope that it does make a difference. Now, you're hoping that as many people as possible can join you on the steps of Parliament tomorrow. What time's all this happening?
So we're going to be there from 11 o'clock. And, yeah, we're hoping as many people can get there as possible. I already know of quite a few people who've shown their support all the way through, and they're going to be making the way down. So anyone who's free or anyone who's going to be in Melbourne, if you could get to Parliament steps and just show your support, it would be really good.
Tamari, it's Cogo and Ez on Triple M. Tamari's family from Morong, the Carter family, are going through, we don't know what you're going through. That's the question I was going to ask. Is there anything else in your life at the moment that you're thinking about, or obviously besides your family? Is this the main thing when you wake up in the morning and it's straight in your head?
This has just been consuming us. Driving into work this morning, I was listening to you guys talking about Mates Day and how it's all about mental health. And, this has just taken such a toll on us as a family. And I was only 11 when this all started. That was 15 years ago. And I'm the youngest child in my family, and I've got four older brothers and dad and my mum. So it's all about men's mental health today, isn't it? But, what I've had to see everyone go through, and it's really horrible. But we've been really lucky to have so much support from the community, and there's been some great people come forward to help us in the last few weeks and before that. So, I suppose it is, if someone does offer you support, you've got to take it and, can't be too proud.
That's a good
point. We've all had a good cry and a bit of a breakdown. Just got to keep talking about it. And, the community's been great as well. All the calls and emails to both us and to all the MPs and the Planning Minister himself, we're overwhelmed with the amount of support we've had with that. So that's fantastic to have the community behind us like that.
Tamari, have you had any correspondence with the Planning Minister yet? Have you heard from him? Have you got any idea what he's thinking?
Not yet. No, we haven't.
Tomorrow,
so
maybe.
So hoping tomorrow we can meet with him and, see how we go.
Well, I think it's people pressure. I really do. And I think what you're doing is what you have to do. I know that, from what I can tell, there's a lot of Central Victoria right behind you. No one would want what you're going through in regards to, your heritage property has been around forever, taken off your hands. No one would want that. So I think that's the gut feeling from the public. So good luck tomorrow and certainly keep us in the loop. And as I said, a lot of people supporting you.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks. And if anyone wants to join Tamari and the Carter family, they'll be on the steps of Parliament House in Melbourne tomorrow from 11. Good luck, Tamari.
Thank you.
And just an important thing on the mental health too as well, Tamari, is that, yes, we're talking about blokes this morning, but it's everybody, including you.
Sure.
So make sure that you're talking to someone as well, because what you're going through is, you're not qualified to handle it. No one really is when it comes to that.
Yeah, and it's funny to think this is all because of the Bendigo Council.
Ooh, I will leave it at that.
Triple M.
Today's the 8th of May. May 8th, yes, or Mate Day. A really good reminder, especially for blokes, to call your mates and see how they're going. Stats out this morning saying only one in four guys in Australia have little or none when it comes to social connections.
Yeah, look, I do notice that, you know, there's a few blokes that I get around with. I wouldn't say, you know, we're close mates, but I get around with, in fact, there's more than a few, and they don't have close mates. And if they do, it's very rare they see them. So,
yeah, or give them a call.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm talking over 35 here. I'm lucky enough to have quite a few, a couple of real close ones that have been terrific to
me. You've got to nurture them, though, don't you?
You do. You've got to make sure that you keep in touch.
Yeah.
You can't just go, oh, I haven't seen Barry for 6 months. Well, that's not really fair, and, you know, be the bigger person, ring them.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone pickers. What are you thinking, mate? You're over 35 only just, but have you still got good mates?
I've got two best mates.
Yeah.
One's in Perth, the other one's in Melbourne.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And you're in Maryborough, aren't you, pickers?
Often. So lots of friends and associates, but yeah, just two really good best mates.
Are you, if someone was to make contact with you, pickers, from your school or wherever, would you try and be mates with them, or is it you pass that stage where you go, right, I just can't be bothered putting the effort in anymore?
Mateship takes a long time. Mm. So it's not something that happens overnight. I mean, both these blokes I've known for, Bloodnut in Melbourne I've known for nearly 30 years, and my mate in Western Australia I've known for at least 10 or more. So, yeah, to make a new mate is, yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah, yeah, agree. Pickers, you always make a lot of sense. Thank you so much.
Not Thanks, sure. Pickers.
A bit worried about what Simon says here. Simon, you're over 40. So, mates, how many you got?
I've got several very, very close mates, and I've got a lot of acquaintances. But I've got my good mate Jeffrey across the road at La Cecil's. I mean, he's a very, very close friend of mine. He's, someone I can turn to in a time of crisis, and he's always there for me.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
That's okay, but, when it comes back to acquaintances, what's the difference between a mate and an acquaintance? You know, like, what's the fine line that makes the two different?
I think a mate's always there for you. It doesn't matter how big or how small. The problem is he's always there and he's ready to listen out for you, whereas an acquaintance, they'll just whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Some things you can say to a mate you couldn't say to an acquaintance.
Just a fine line, isn't it? Thanks, Simon. Let's go out to
Epsom because Rob's there and he's got a great question.
Yep.
Rob, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
And what do you reckon about Mate Day? Are blokes finding enough friends out there?
No idea. like I said before, my sort of question is if you are one of those blokes that sort of has fallen off the radar and or you move state or city or whatever, is what could you really do to make new mates, especially if, like, everyone in this sort of situation, your time is taken up so much by work and family and things like that?
Yeah, look, it is.
It's
a great call. But you want your mates to be flexible, I suppose. We expect a lot from them. If they're not flexible, then all of a sudden they become, like Simon said, an acquaintance.
Yeah.
Someone that you just might know of and be able to give a text every now and again, but certainly not in a crisis. So have you got no one you can turn to, Rob? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, locally, yeah.
Right.
That's why it's hard if you've moved cities. I can speak from that. You grow up and you've got really good mates, and then you're fresh and new, and you do make lots of acquaintances.
Yeah, but you can find mates in a new place.
So if you're in your mid-30s and you're busy with a family, Rob's question is, how do you go out?
We might just put that out to the wider public, Rob, because I'm
great
not really
question.
Sure if there's a club out there where blokes can front to. I know there's a men's shed, but that's probably a different thing. We'll put it out there and see how we go.
No worries.
Cheers,
good on you, Rob.
Good question too. Mm. But anyway, it is Mate Day today, so if you haven't spoken to a mate, as in a guy, this is all about guys, then, give him a text today. And I know Scotty Mills up at Toy World, him and I played in the premiership at Spring Gully. We don't catch up enough. And normally when we do, it's his shout, which it will be today.
Oh.
Triple M.
Now, bums.
Bums. Let's talk about bums. There's a guy called Spencer Tunick. We tried to speak to him earlier this morning, but he's in New York and it was a bit hard to get onto him. But the gist of it is that he is coming back to Melbourne in July because he's famous for taking a photograph of nude people with the Melbourne skyline in the background, and it went off its bum.
Well, yeah, it did. 2001, just near the Yarra, 4,500 people said, you know what, let's get stripped.
Yeah. Someone who was part of a similar shoot is actually a local, James from Strathfield Tay. He's on the phone now. James, you got your kid off in Melbourne.
I did.
Why?
Why not?
Run us through it. Tell us what it was
something
like.
Something to do, just a bit of fun.
Just woke up one day, Jimmy, and said, oh, well, get the kid off. I hear that in Melbourne we're going to get a picture taken within the nudie, so off I go.
Why not? We did almost, it was at 6 o'clock in the morning, I think, and we did almost crash a street sweeper that was coming past.
So why? What makes somebody do this? Because Spencer Tunick is coming back. Would you be part of it, obviously, to show the old bottom again?
I've already registered.
Yes, because you can register online at the moment.
Yeah, paid for it?
No.
So you're prepared voluntary, James, out of Strathfield, say, to whip the kid off and show your bum to the world?
Yeah, why not?
So what's showing in the photo?
Everything.
Back and front or just back?
Depending which angle they're taking the photo from.
Oh.
Mate, I know this is a question that people probably want me to ask, and that is that, do you compare?
You're honestly too busy worried about what people are looking at rather than you looking at other people, if that makes sense.
Right.
And if you're looking anywhere other than in people's eyes, people know where you're looking,
yeah,
so
true.
You make a point of looking at people's eyes.
Yep. Okay. So you arrived all in your clothes, and then was it like a 1, 2, 3... kid off thing, or how did it work?
There was a corner where we put our bags. They said, okay, well, everyone go over there and strip off and put your stuff in your bag, and they had someone there watching our bags for us and assemble into position. Yeah, it was quite awkward for the first few minutes, but honestly, after a couple of minutes, it's no different to being in a group of clothed people. Everybody's the same. And you just start talking to people, and it's, you know, it's not, I guess it's not the sort of thing that somebody that's shy would do, so it's really easy to strike up a communication and meet some cool people.
Yeah, cool. I'm sorry, mate. James Strathfield, say he's showing his bum to the world, right, and you reckon it's okay, you get used to it, and what the hell do you talk to other people about when you're standing there in the nutty, they've never seen you before, but you got your birthday suit on?
No different if you're talking to someone at the pub.
I suppose, because you're all in the same. No one's doing a weird thing when you're all doing it together.
Exactly. Exactly. There might be there's obviously the obvious icebreaker, you know, why are you here today?
Yeah.
And it sort of goes, the conversation's going from there.
I love it. And I like the photos too. I think they're tasteful.
You love it, do you?
Mm.
Okay. So, James, did you have a lot of people watching? You know, there was some rubberneckers, you know, when you have an accident and everyone stands around as a look. Is it like that when you're doing your Rudy Bum thing?
It was really early in the morning. I think anybody that was out was in a hurry to get to work or something. No one was really standing around. There might have been one or two people. I just remember the street sweeper coming past and almost crashed. So he was obviously watching. But it's safety in numbers. When you're standing in a group of 100 people plus, no one's looking at you.
Yeah, right.
If that makes sense.
Mm.
There you go, James. You can register now if you want to be part of the next Spencer Tunick shot, which you've already done, James. So let us know what it turns
and just
like.
Quickly, James, out of Strathfield, say, mate, when you got the picture back and all the people were there, were you able to pick out your own bum?
I know where I am in that photo I sent through to you, yes. Yes, my wife was actually there. She took a few photos for keepsake. So I was just told we weren't allowed to post them.
Okay.
Particularly anything that can be recognisable.
Do you want me to try and pick
you
which one?
Someone when they're bending over and showing their bum.
Not bending over.
Exactly.
What are you doing there?
So it doesn't matter. No one, even my friends could look at that photo, wouldn't know who I was.
Yeah, right.
Unless
good
you have
you,
a distinctive birthmark or something on your bum or something, I don't know.
Yeah, but if it's on your bum, no one's going to know.
Very true.
This has gone weird.
I love it. I think
it's weird,
James.
Yeah, this has got weird. I'm going.
Good on you, James. Enjoy the next one.
Thanks for the call.
Seriously. That is,
you really
was
think
that the weirdest
weird.
3 minutes we've just had? Or
oh, I reckon I would do that.
No, you wouldn't.
I reckon I would.
That is a big piece of horse poo. You know you would not do that. You would not. Erin, I mean, you've only got to have your pants slipped down a little bit. Oh, I'm showing a little bit of my
bum. Like, you know, that's common courtesy. This is...
What do you think? You're showing your bloody...
It's everyone for art altogether when you're in a big crew.
How could be showing your big crack be art, Aaron?
I've got a lovely bottom, thank you.